Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another victory for California churches. This is all the more reason why the Supreme Court should settle this once and for all. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, the Supreme Court has set forth a very clear roadmap, first of all, on the eve of Thanksgiving 2020, regarding churches and synagogues in New York. And then also, they ruled in favor of our case on December the 3rd, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry out of California.
Yeah, but these lower courts don't seem to want to comply, do they?
No, and so what they did on December 3 is they sent our case back down. They said, listen, set aside all the orders and follow our roadmap that we just issued.
Right.
So we go back down, and the lower court judge says, no, we're not going to lift the restrictions. And the restrictions at the time in California were no worship for 99.9% of the state. No worship, zero worship.
Right.
Not one person, not two people, zero. Criminal activity, if you do, and enormous fines.
Not even in your home with anyone aside from your family.
Exactly. So it should be a no-brainer. That's what I said to the judge. That this is pretty clear. You follow this roadmap, it leads to an inevitable result that California restrictions are unconstitutional. Now they upheld them. Then we go to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And South Bay United Pentecostal Church is being argued at the Ninth Circuit separately from our case, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, all challenging the California restrictions. And then both Ninth Circuit panels come up with, well, the total ban on worship, we're going to uphold it. So we go back to the United States Supreme Court. On February 5th is when they issued the decision. They released it on February 6th, early in the morning, 1 o'clock a.m. in the morning on February 6th, Saturday morning. They released the opinion. And they expressed frustration. They expressed frustration that the lower courts were not following their directive.
Kind of can't blame them.
And they ruled in our favor.
Yeah.
Striking down the total ban on worship. So you would think they would get the message, but no, no, not Santa Clara County.
Like disobedient children.
Santa Clara County has several churches. The main church in the first name is Gateway City Church, but there's other churches as well.
And this is Northern California. We've been dealing with Southern California. Now this is Northern California. These churches are saying we want to be free as well.
And so what happened is, well, the Supreme Court already ruled that the no worship ban statewide from Governor Gavin Newsom violates the First Amendment, but the county says, but we have our own ban. Santa Clara County, we have our own separate ban, no worship. So you didn't touch us, Supreme Court. You just affected the state, but we've got the same identical ban, but we're not part of that ruling. So guess what they do? They continue to enforce it. Guess what the Ninth Circuit does? They uphold it. And so again, oh my goodness, here we go again. The churches go back to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says, this is clearly erroneous, people. The Ninth Circuit, you need to follow our rule. And your ruling not granting an injunction is clearly erroneous. And what do? They grant them another injunction. So that's the good news. But we just filed our reply brief in the Romanian churches out of Illinois. And for that reason, we're telling the court it's about time to take a case that is ready for full review. Because what's happening, Holly, in these lower courts is they're saying, well, look, these other cases, they're on emergency levels. Look, to win on an emergency injunction pending appeal is harder than to win on a full-blown merits case. Why? Because it's an extraordinary request. You're asking the Supreme Court to jump involved and make a preliminary decision while the lower courts are still in the process of making their decisions. So the hurdle is much, much higher for you to overcome on the emergency level. So it actually goes the opposite. If you win on an emergency level, let me tell you, you're going to win on the full-blown merits because the threshold is lower
wow,
for the requirement.
That.
So it's just the opposite. if you can win at that level, my goodness, it's a no-brainer. You're going to win here, but not in this particular case.
Because this is the second time we've gone to the Supreme Court for the Romanian churches.
Yeah,
right?
We went to the Romanian, we took the Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church in Chicago and then Logos Baptist Ministries, Romanian churches, to the Supreme Court in May. And within a couple of hours before Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker had to file his response, he removed the restrictions from the churches.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we got the relief we wanted. But now he, after that, we went to the Court of Appeals because the case still went on. And the Court of Appeals asked the governor's counsel twice, will you give us the assurance that you're not going to go back to the old prior, in that case, a ban of no more than 10 people?
You could 10 have
no
people.
More than 10 people.
10.
No matter the size.
10 people. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10.
sanctuary, it doesn't matter. 10 people.
That's the staff right there, 10.
That's it. That's it. You can't have anybody in there. But you can have an unlimited number of people to feed them for a sit-down meal, shelter them overnight, bunk them together in the church, and provide social services, which includes unemployment or disability or abuse, substance abuse or other kind of abuse counseling, as long as you don't worship. As soon as you worship, open up the Bible in your worship, well, you've got to kick everybody out and limit it to 10, no
that
more than 10.
That smells like discrimination.
So it's pretty clear. So this particular case is the one that we continue to litigate, and the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that it's not moot because the governor would not commit. In fact, he wanted to return to his old ways. Mm-hmm. He would not commit that he wouldn't return. He wants to return. So then we filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court. The Federal Court of Appeals went the wrong way. They said, it's not moot, but you guys lose. And they ultimately said, well, look, these other places that you're talking about, well, they are necessary because you need to feed the body. But you people can feed the spirit in other ways. So online, yeah, it's online. So you got online opportunities, no big deal. Why are you complaining? You lose. That's what they said. Well, that's an erroneous decision. So we've asked the Supreme Court to review the case. The governor kept asking for delay after delay after delay after delay after delay. And finally got to the place where they did file their response, and then we filed our reply. So it's sitting at the Supreme Court. It is the first case ready to be heard by the Supreme Court, not on an emergency basis. And we're asking the court, take the case because it's a great vehicle to set the record straight and stop this abuse once and for all.
Right. No more churches going back to the Supreme Court.
No, because I would think that the Supreme Court, you know, they've got a lot of other things on their plate.
I think they get kind of annoyed.
And it's like, oh, here's another emergency church case. Yeah, oh, here's another one.
Governors need to be informed once and for all. You can't continue to do this. You can't keep oppressing these churches.
No, and so they need to actually address this once and for all in a thorough written decision where you have oral argument, full briefing, and that we never go down this road again, because again, some of these, like Santa Clara County said, well, oh, that was, that particular decision dealt with the state law that said no worship, but now we're dealing with our county law, so that's different. They didn't touch us, which is ridiculous. And then other situations, they're saying, oh, well, that was an emergency decision, and it only applied to those churches, and it doesn't go beyond that. That's also ridiculous. It's pretty obvious what the Supreme Court is leaning toward and where they're going and what they're saying, that these unconstitutional discriminatory restrictions violate the First Amendment. End of the story. But they're trying to get around it all kinds of ways, governors and some judges and courts of appeal. So it's time for the Supreme Court to take this case. So pray for the case. It's called Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church versus Pritzker. And also included in that is Logos Baptist Ministries. And by the way, they faced horrific situations in Chicago. They got cars towed for 9 blocks around the church. The neighbors were sent letters saying it's because of this disobedient church not following the governor's orders. Instead of being irate against the church, the people knew that the church didn't use street parking and that this was coming from their government officials. They supported the church. Then they sent letters to the church. They gave criminal charges to the pastors. Those criminal charges, by the way, are still
disorderly
pending.
Conduct disorderly of all things conduct for having church.
For having more than 10 people in the worship. And those are still pending. We're still working to defend those. Then they threatened to do summary abatement, which means destroying the building. These are Romanian immigrants who know what it's like to live under communism, and they're fighting for freedom, and we're right there with them. Thank you for standing with us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.